It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you.
Marie, why don't we just jump right into this? What's the latest with old Nick?
Well, we went out right after New Year's, and now he's just blowing me off.
Okay, so what happened?
I caught him checking out another woman on our date.
You
and it was... It was funny. I called him out, but I could tell that he really didn't like that.
Mm. Right? I mean, Jimmy, how would you feel if somebody called you out for checking out some chick?
If I was genuinely checking them out, I probably wouldn't like it. You know, if he wasn't really and you just joked about it, he'd probably laugh it off. But I don't know. That's probably not a great sign. You know, even if it didn't affect you, just the fact that he couldn't even take it as like a joke.
Yeah. Hmm. So why do you want to go out with him then?
I mean, I still like him. Like, I'm not going to be, like, furious with him for looking at someone attractive.
Okay.
He's, like, a really nice guy. And I think it was just he made one mistake.
Okay. But he was upset with you, correct?
Like, you could tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tried to play it off, but he definitely wasn't happy that I said anything, for sure.
Hmm.
Okay. What did you guys do on your date really fast, I guess I should say, or ask that question?
We took our dogs on a walk.
Okay. Well, I mean, that sounds like a pretty simple date.
Yeah. Easy enough.
Yeah.
But also really easy to catch him checking out somebody else.
Yeah, and then that makes for awkward conversation the rest of the
I mean, it was obvious. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we give him a call real quick and find out what's going on with him?
Hello?
Hi, is this Nick?
Yes, who is this?
This is Mandy and Jimmy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show here in Lexington, and we kind of got your phone number from Marie. Do you mind if we chat a little bit about that?
I'm confused why she would do that, why she would give you my number.
Well, she said that you guys went out, and she really enjoyed her time with you, and you're not really getting back in touch with her, and that's why she got in touch with us, because we like to call you and find out what's going on.
Well, I'm just a little aggravated with the whole situation. That's why I haven't been calling her back, and I think that's pretty obvious.
Okay, so what's the matter? I mean, why are you aggravated?
Well, she thought that I was checking out another woman on our date.
Hmm. I mean, she did mention that.
Yeah.
Were you, though?
No. Not at all. And, like, the crazy thing about it is she thought I was checking out some old-ass woman. And she wouldn't listen. I tried explaining it to her, but she kept not believing me. I mean, Marie's attractive. Like, why would I need to check out some old lady?
And you didn't want to just have to, like, explain yourself like you're in court or something on a date.
I mean, you sound like you're still pretty upset about it.
A bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Marie on the phone with us. Maybe she can make you feel a little bit better about it. Marie, go ahead.
Yeah, Nick, it's not a big deal. If you were checking her out, it's totally fine. Like, you treat me right, that's fine.
I wasn't checking her out, though.
You totally were, and it's completely fine. I'd like to hang out again.
Yeah, I'm not going out with you until you say I wasn't.
Fine, you weren't checking her out. Are you happy now?
No, because you don't believe it. Listen to you.
Listen to me. You know what? Forget it. Forget you. I do not need to beg for another date just because I hurt your feelings.
Well, alrighty then. Okay. Marie, I'm glad we could at least get him on the phone and chat about this, so... I mean, there's your answer. You know that whether he was or wasn't, there's not a second date, correct?
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, sad.
It's stupid. Hits 106.3.
Second date update is brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you.